Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Charles II, the son of Charles I, came back to England with a Dutch army and overthrew Oliver Cromwell. And of course, everything changed. King Charles II reinstated the Anglican Church and began to persecute the Protestants. The king's men had their eye on John Bunyan, who was preaching a lot. Finally, they tracked him down and gave him an ultimatum. He was to stop preaching or be arrested. Bunyan told them they would not stop him from preaching. Sound familiar? The apostles John and Peter, when told to stop preaching by the Sadducees, responded, "We cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard." John Bunyan was arrested and spent the next 12 years in prison. God always uses what appears to be bad things for good. Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good to those who are called according to his purpose." During those 12 years in prison, John began writing his famous book, Pilgrim's Progress, which through the ages became the best-selling book of all time, second only to the Bible. John Bunyan's family suffered greatly while John was in prison, having no means of income. It was only friends and other members of the fellowship that kept them afloat. Jesus said in Matthew 10:33, "But whomever denies me before man, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." Would we Christians today have the same courage that John Bunyan had?
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.